4 GTM, listening. 4 GTM, can I get a radio check?
GTM, this is KQ4 GWP, sounding good.
Just want to make sure I was hitting the repeater.
4ZO, okay.
How'd the yard work go to get today, KQ4 GWP?
Nothing, but I wore myself out. So, been inside. I actually fell asleep on the couch for a little bit. You guys still out driving around?
Got a nap in. Well deserved. No, we ran some gas to some friends this morning and some food, and then we came back and we've been cleaning up our yard ourselves, and we've got a pile of sticks almost as tall as I am that we're going to burn tonight. So, yeah, that'll be our plan.
Did you hear from the family up in Girton?
He heard from a neighbor who lives about a mile away. They contacted their family, who in turn contacted us, and said that their house is still there and that the family's doing well. So that's all we've heard from them. So still waiting to hear their voice, but at least we know that their neighbor said that they're doing all right.
That's better than no news, so I'm glad you're able to hear from them.
Chris, these times, they get you a little anxious, especially with the family spread all over the place. I'm just glad that we're not living in Japan right now and trying to get news that way. That'd be a nightmare.
Have you talked to your mom and dad?
Sure have. They've had service the whole time and just no power, so they've just been grilling and taking it easy, and Isaiah's down there with his wife. They're all hanging out at their house, so they're doing good, just hunkering down.
Well, that's good to hear about your parents there. Could have been worse up in that situation. The other station, go ahead, N4ZLK.
ZE, this is Dude here in Easley. Any of you guys around Easley?
I live in Easley right next to the Harbor Freight. This is Hayden, KQ4 GWP.
Okay, I was asking, one of my neighbors told me that they're going to turn the water off here shortly. Y'all heard anything about that?
Anything. I've only been getting my Easley news from the Facebook, What's Up Easley. But no, I haven't heard that. That would be a bummer.
Telling me, they came over and told me, they said if you hadn't had a shower, you better go ahead and do it because they're going to be cutting the water off for I don't know what reason, unless they can't get it pumped from the reservoir or something. I don't know. But anyway, I had heard that, and I didn't know if anybody else had.
Either way, I'm going to go fill up the bathtub. better have it, not need it.
Yeah, and then some jugs of water, too. So anyway, you know, that's just what I'd heard. So I'm going to listen around and look through some more research, see what I can find out. But all right, guys, I thought I'd mention that. Appreciate you letting me in there. N4AZE.
Thanks for the heads up. Hope you have a good night and stay safe. Get you some water. KQ4 GWP.
You might better fill the bathtub up if you can, if that's going to happen. I know they were trying to get the hospital up and running. It was on generator power, I believe. I didn't see anything about the water, but who knows? Could be needing to disconnect it while they work on some lines.
No, I'd rather have it just in case, especially with having all the kids here and everything. So, we tried collecting rainwater a while back, but it ended up just breeding mosquitoes. So we'll have to figure that out one day.
That's difficult, because mosquitoes love those still big old pots of still water. They multiply very quickly.
Dude, well, I'm getting pulled away now. Dinner's ready. So, Shane, I'll be on the rest of the night monitoring for check-in tonight as well. So you guys stay safe up there, and we'll hear from you soon. KQ4 GWP, clearing your file.
Have a good evening. Say hello to the family there, and be careful. And we'll talk to you later. Nice to hear you. KQ4 GWP and 4ZLK.
AZE WV6Z.
4AZE.
Hey, dude, this is Tom. How you doing, buddy?
Trying to think which one. I know two Toms. Which, the one that does the electrical?
No, sir. This is, Tom, the old buddy of Dale's. Over.
Yeah. How you doing?
How you doing? I heard you in there, man. I heard you in there yesterday, too. It's just, the repeater was very busy yesterday, so I didn't bother to jump in there. But I did want to jump in there and say, good to hear you on the air, man. And glad things aren't terrible your way anyway. We're on battery backup power for everything here. But, oh, well. That's the way it goes, I guess. Haven't heard from Dale. I don't have any cell phone signal, no internet, absolutely nothing. So I just figured I heard a familiar voice from a blast from the past, Mr. Corvette Man. I just wanted to say hello, over.
In fact, I talked to Dale today. I don't know, this afternoon we talked for about an hour, and he's doing good. He's just like us, without power. He's got a generator and all, but he's doing the same thing with his 2-meter thing. I bought this little handheld I've got here. I just used it as a fill-in when I ordered some stuff from HRO to get free shipping. They had a deal on this, so I got it. 4AZE.
That's about the same as us. About the same as us is our only contact with the outside world, I guess. Running two of them. This one right here will actually get into the repeater while I sit on the couch. Doesn't require me to go stand on the back deck and run 200 milliwatts at the repeater, but the other one we listen to constantly, though. It's runs off of two AA batteries. It's an ancient standard C5088, which is a shirt pocket HT from like back in the 80s. Over.
I haven't learned this thing yet. I don't use it. I programmed a couple of channels in here, maybe by accident, but it's a Yaesu something or other, 65 or something. It's just a little teensy little thing. And I haven't figured it out yet. I don't know much about how to operate it. So this is about the only place I go, right here.
Roger that, yeah. Yeah, well, I just wanted to say hello, man. I guess I'll try to be a little bit better prepared next time. I made the decision last week that I was going to go ahead and get ready to retire and call January 1st the Freedom Day, I guess. I guess it's going to free me up to do things like rebuild the carburetor on the generator so that next time some fun like this happens, I'll be a little bit better prepared. So, yeah, it's quiet around the house. I can hear a generator running down the street. If I wouldn't perjure myself, I'd probably say I ought to go steal it in the middle of the night, but I guess I better not. Dude, great to hear you, buddy. You take care of yourself, and thanks for the update on Dale. If you talk to him anytime in the next day or two, while we wait for telephone service and et cetera, up this way, let him know that old Tom's doing okay up here in Marietta, and I'll catch up with him as soon as I can. Take care, dude. 73 N4AZE from WV6Z.
Call him in a few minutes and tell him I talked to you. He's doing a little handheld stuff. I don't know if he's got an antenna outside hooked to it or not, but yeah, I'll tell him. And good to talk to you again. Yeah, it has been. It's been a bunch of years, and I'm still fooling with them old cars. So anyway, good luck on your retirement coming up. I know I did it 10, 12 years ago, and I went to work in my shop just working on old hot rods and stuff for me now. So it's fun. You'll enjoy it. Talk to you later, Tom. N4AZE.
See you, dude. 73 and WV6Z.
6Z, K4RXI.
Oh, speak of the devil. Speak of the devil himself, Dale. How you doing, buddy? J4RXI WV6Z up here in the middle of nowhere.
I'm doing fine. Hope you are in the family. We're just getting along like everybody else. A lot of patience. That's what we're trying to practice down, patience. But I'm glad the radio stuff is working. Not going to hold the repeater up, but it was going to take the time to say hello to you. It's been a while, my friend.
Yeah, it's been a couple of months, hasn't it? It really has, and especially it's been definitely a long time before we've had a chance to speak. And we're doing nothing but battery power here. We've got the one that we can listen to quite well and does a good job, and then there's this Chinese piece of junk that I'm talking on right now. It actually hit the machine. But I see I've gone from like 80% down to 50% battery power talking to dude for a minute. So it's not going to last much longer, buddy. I'm glad you're doing okay, though, man. Like I was telling dude, I put in for retirement. January 1st is going to be my magic date. So we'll see what happens. And like I told dude, it'll probably give me time to do things like rebuild the carburetor on my generator so I don't have to sit here on battery power. But, Dale, you take care of yourself, man. Hope you're doing okay. Really do. And I'll catch up with you when we get better lines of communications lined up again. See ya. K4RXI from WV6Z.
Got the old generator dragged out, and we're watching old TV and eating up some coffee. Got the refrigerator cooling off. Done a little HF last night with Tommy Dean down in Elberton, M4ALR. Today we're just using a little handy coffee like everybody else on battery power. But if bad, come the other one out and get my antenna a little bit higher up and do something different. Anyway, congratulations on the upcoming event. I'm sure you're looking forward to it. I would be. Y'all take care of it, and I'm sure I'll talk to you before too long. WV6Z, K4RXI, Williamson.
Okay, Dale, 73, buddy. I appreciate you jumping in there, man. I really do. And we'll catch up with you again soon. This is Tom and Marietta, WV6Z, clear frequency.
So can you copy me? I don't have to now. I guess you heard what me and Tom and I talked about.
Sitting here sandbagging, watching the Discovery Channel, and listening to my handy talk.
Tell me, how do you have TV?
Santana and a generator.
Where do you get those?
Oh, Walmart. You can order them off of Amazon. You know, just. I don't have any kind of cable TV. I got rid of that deal. I just got cable internet, which ain't working right now. But right now, the only TV station that transmits here very good is a 4.4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 21's down, 16's down too. But I'm watching Channel 4.
My TV will do that. It might. I got one of those little flat TVs. Will they hook up to a regular antenna?
What I got, a little flat LCD TV. It'll have an option of cable TV or outdoor antenna. You just select outdoor, it'll scan for signals, and then you're on air.
All right, because we got our internet's down. The only thing we've got, my cell phone works. It'll do, you know, like YouTube and stuff, but you only do so much of that. So, yeah, I'd like to, I might try that, make an antenna or something.
Everything's just going back to normal here. I'll get with you, and I'll show you, send you a picture of what I got. I can't believe it's still up through all that wind we had yesterday. I thought I was going to blow the roof off my house, but it's still working. I'm glad of it, but I'll be sure to send you a picture of what I got.
Yeah, come on over here when you get a chance, and when you do, I'm going to get you to set this radio up, this little thing here. I've just got it just barely working. You know me, I don't know anything about these little things, so yeah, I know you know how to set all this stuff up.
Chicken station, go ahead. K4RXI. Station's up and with you. Anyway, yeah, I'll be glad to do that, dude. I got software to it. I just plug it in the radio and get a couple bucks to the internet. It just loads everything on there. It's done. It's just a little external. I got a diamond antenna on this one, because I rub the dust off and fix the work better. Anyway, I won't hold up the frequency. Good to talk to you. And I'm sure I'll be talking to you here in a week or so. So y'all take care over there. Yeah, be sure to save up on your water. I hadn't heard that. I've heard rumors they're going to do it, but that may go into effect here shortly. Anyway, 73, have a good afternoon. N4ACE84RXI.
Talk to you on the radio. It's been a while since we talked on the radio. Yeah, I told Vicki, I said, you know, just shut everything down and go to the beach. They got power and water and stuff there.
Plan B. I wish I had that plan B. It'd be nice.
You with us?
No, can't ride up front.
The truck. Or you can just follow us.
Might take you up on that, too. Yeah, sounds like a good deal.
Our guy down there, and he went by and he said the house, everything's good. He said they got power, water, nothing happened down there. Restaurants, that's what I'm thinking, restaurants, you know what I mean? We'll do it, we'll do that. No problem, we got upstairs and downstairs, so that'd be cool. We'll find a place to put you. We'll talk to you on the phone or on the radio later or something, and we'll figure something out. Enjoyed it, we'll catch you next time. N4AZE.
Sounds like a good deal, man. That'd be great. Well, good to hear from you again. You're in the better half. Y'all stay safe tonight. Try to enjoy your afternoon. 73, catch you next time. K4RXI, Williams.
Y'all take care and continue to have a safe one, okay? And we'll catch up with you later. 73, y'all, from WV6F. Who this? How you doing?
How you doing? All right, catch you later there, Tom. Good to talk to you, too. We'll have to all get together and do something, talk about old times or something. All right, catch you later, and we'll turn it over to, who was it, whoever, N4AZE. Trying to think of, turn it back over to Shane, N4AZE.
City outside of Brevard.
Brevard, N4AZE.
Yeah, hey, N4AZE, N4PSE. Outside of Brevard, just looking to see if anybody's got any road conditions going out of Hendersonville, going east. You know anything?
Easily, and I haven't strayed from here. But now, you're near, what is it, Chimney Rock? We got some pictures from Chimney Rock. That place is gone now.
That's what I hear. It's pretty rough. Had somebody up here got over to Traveler's Rest, but they said they had cell service over there, but didn't have that one gas station, and it was out of gas. So I think you're going to have to go pretty far east to get anything.
Gas stations here. We found a couple that are doing gas here, and we followed a gas truck and this afternoon to his destination, which doesn't have any power, but I guess they're looking to have power, so they're getting loaded up with fuel. But yeah, the Chimney Rock is not there anymore. It's gone completely. It's just a mass of dirt now.
The whole town or the rock came down?
Now the whole town is gone.
My goodness, you can't imagine how many people we lost in that.
Ahead of time, but it's, yeah, I got a picture of before and after, and it's just a river, and there's no buildings, no anything anymore there. It's just, the whole town just left.
Did Lake Lou or Dam, did that finally bust, or did it stay up?
But all I know is Chimney Rock's gone.
And your gas station, you got power there in some places in town, and that's what the gas station's opened up on, or did they have emergency power?
They had regular power because it was up on Main Street Green, or I mean Main Street Easley. Those buildings, all the lights were lit. So I'm sure they didn't all have generators, but the little gas station that used to be, it's right there. That road that parallels Main Street, right in the middle of town.
Unless somebody says there's things open. We got about 250 miles worth of gas, but that's it. And you hate to run out and go 100 miles and realize you're not getting anywhere and have to turn around.
Comment?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is KQ4 GWP. Did one of you gentlemen say that you came from Chimney Rock?
Missing pictures of what's not there anymore.
Must have misunderstood. We have family up there, and I was just seeing if you had an update. But thanks. I'll let you get back to it. KQ4 GWP.
Well, good luck with your family. Hope everybody got out safe.
I'll be clear. KQ4 GWP.
I wish I could help more, but that's all I know about any of it other than right around my neighborhood here. So catch you later. Everybody be safe. N4AZE.
Okay, good night. This is N4 PSC in Brevard.
4 CRV.
N4 CRV, N4 PSC.
4 PSC, Lee in Simpsonville. I understand the dam at Lake Lure did hold. The water level came down. They opened up the floodgates. The people down below in the Broad River area, I believe they were evacuated. The water levels came down. What I understand is some of the boat houses on the water, the water level came up above the boat houses, so the water level was that high. There was some water spilling over the top of the dam, but they opened the gate, the water level came down, the engineers determined the dam is good, so as of right now, everything at Lake Lure is holding and doing fine.
That's a great report. That's good news. How are you at Simpsonville? Everything fine there?
Everything else at the war zone. Trees down, power lines down. I'm going to tell you what, we've got a great group of neighbors. Everybody came out and cleared the road by probably late mid-afternoon yesterday. Our roads were clear. Everybody got out and cut everything up and threw them to the side. We got trees on houses. We got, again, power's down. So, it's a war zone, but we're getting by. You know, the good thing is being optimistic. At least we're not in the dead of summer.
Yeah, we're up in Conestee Falls outside of Brevard, and it's pretty bad up here. They've got the roads cleared, but a lot of trees on houses. We're probably not going to have power for quite a while. No internet, no cell phone, no telephone. And we have all underground utilities, so you can tell how bad it's going to be. This N4 PSC name is Jim, and I'm just going to hang on the frequency and see if anybody comes in with any more travel news from up around Hendersonville going east.
Jim, this is Lee. Good talking to you. Yeah, no cell phone, no internet, no power, but Ham's kicking it in. That's all I'm going to say. N4 CRV, I'll be monitoring.
You take care of yourself. Tennessee, looking for any.
KP2HXS Mobile.
Text, can you copy N4 PSC?
Yeah, you're a little bit better now, but you're very, very noisy.
Wet coax after the storm. Where are you located, my friend?
Mobile and Greer, intersection of Highway 14 and Wade Hampton Road 29. Last time we left the house, there was a storm, and we're just doing an assessment. Sphinx is closed, Waffle House is closed. The traffic light is working on the corner of 14 and 29, though. Not a lot of business is open.
Right.
Shouldn't open up on 14 going west, but there's a line a mile long to get in there.
And by the time you ain't getting the back of that line now, they'll be out of gas.
More than likely.
Appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. KB2HXS Mobile. Why, I don't know.
AM4AIC.
KB2HXS. See?
4F.
Very noisy, KB2HXS.
Alpha India Tango.
That's a little bit better.
Just wondering, this is Vince over here in the Chesney area, which I'm from, born in Spain, South Carolina. But I was wondering, anybody know about the 146-640 repeater? Is it down or is it working up there on on the mountain up there.
Hey, is that the Hendersonville machine?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if it's working or not. I haven't really tried it.
I appreciate the information. Got a good buddy up there, see it. Just wondering if he was, if the repeater's up there working. That's what we talk on a lot. 146-640 there.
I don't know. All right. If when I get home, I'll give it a try.
I appreciate it. Doing a great job. Thank y'all. KM4AIT will be gone.
Papa Bravo. Alpha Papa Bravo. Respond to the gentleman that was asking about the 640 repeater. I'm down in Hendersonville. I've been trying to break it all day, and I think it's down. I'm not sure, though. I went driving around, and I couldn't get into it. Over.
This is KM4AIT, Kilo Mike 4 Alpha, and it's Tango. This is Vince up in Lowland Springs, South Carolina. Normally talk to Sid a lot there on the 640 machine, and just wondering, I couldn't get him on the phone today or yesterday, just wondering if the family's okay.
I haven't been on that machine in a while. I kind of took a break from VHF for a little while. I was mostly doing HF, but I remember Sid, and I haven't heard anything from him on any of the other repeaters, over.
KB2A, check this. Yeah, I just went over and tried the 640 machine. Usually I can hear it in the mobile, and it wouldn't key up, so I'm sure it's down.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that, station.
Yeah, you got it. KB2A, check that.
Station, I appreciate you coming in and telling me about that, but I appreciate it very much. This is Kilo Mike 4 Alpha India Tango. We're gone.
KB2A, check that.
I'll let everyone know. Whiskey 4 Alpha Papa Bravo out.
Thank you so much. Thank you. KM4AIT. We'll be clear.
PSC KG4 OFO.
OFO in for PSC.
Yeah, so I'm in Hendersonville, well, Etowah, near Hendersonville. I'm landlocked, so I can't get out and look at things. I was listening to the Mitchell repeater 10, 15 minutes ago. They put out a report on I-40 and I-26. They say they're both closed, but they do say I-26 is open eastbound, which is southbound from here, as well as 74 to Shelby and Charlotte.
Open eastbound.
That's what they say. I don't know what exit you have to hit it at. I know that around Hendersonville, I don't remember the exit number, but the name Upward Road and then the Hendersonville main exit, they were both closed earlier, so I don't know how you get to it.
Now, somebody said you could get there through Flat Rock, and that's that Upward Road, I think.
That would be Upward Road, and that could be now. The information I have about those road closures is old.
Yeah, I appreciate the information. We're just going to keep listening, and I'm sure we'll get updates as we go. Somebody's going to be out, but appreciate it. It's hard to get information. You can't get anything on TV, that's for sure.
Right, right. The Mitchell repeater had a emergency net going, and they specifically made that announcement. So, anyway, KG4 OFO clear.
Yeah, what's the Mitchell repeater number? I forget.
145-190.
Gotcha. Thanks much.
KE6KEN. One thing that report on the Mount Mitchell repeater added that it was the only way to get supplies up to Asheville. So they were strongly discouraging people from actually taking the 26 route between Greenville and Asheville for that reason. KE6KEN clear.